Good job, Tayo.
Nice work, Tayo.
Nice job, Tayo. Go, go, go.
With a sizable cheering section, 15-year-old Tayo Owens of Soldotna finishes up another of the Thursday night races around Salteshi. After he's had a few minutes to catch his breath, we meet up and I find out he's only been at this seriously for a few years.
I've been racing for about 3 or 4 years now, and I've always been into biking, but in the past 2 years I've started really competitively racing.
The trails here and some of his fellow riders have been good training for Owens. Check the weekly results and you'll usually find his name near the top of the list. He says making the jump to such a major race like the Soggy Bottom was a little nerve-wracking, though.
Got signed up for it and trained all summer, and then race day, I'm like, oh man, what have I done? And I crank out the first leg of it, felt great, hit the second leg, and started really feeling it. And then with Mike Crawford as my ghost rider, I felt a lot better, a lot of moral support.
Crawford's is another name seen atop the leaderboards at local races. He started helping to organize the weekly series here 4 years ago and has watched Owens get better each year.
And he was like 11 years old, doing great, and he's watching him year to year to year. Now he's consistently in the top five, and just there's so much physicality of the upper body, and it's not just mashing down pedals with your legs. It's so much technical skill, and that's one thing that Tile is excellent at. And then now that he's built his engine, he's become such a much stronger and stronger and stronger rider.
Building your engine, that's biker talk for having the legs and the lungs to pedal yourself more than 100 miles over roots and rocks, up and down hills that have goats thinking twice, and then living to tell the tale. This race was done on all single track, so basically a hiking patch just wide enough to pedal a bike on. That can make for some tight maneuvers and at a pretty good clip. Owen says he just tries to slow things down out there.
Just slow down and, oh, what if I went a little more to the right or a little more to the left? Will that be a faster way through it? Or what if I just crank a little harder here, slow it down just a touch here? It's really slowing it down and talking your way through it can kind of help you find faster ways to get to this.
Owens finished the race in a little less than 11 hours and 40 minutes. His goal was to get across the line in 12 hours. And even though the Soggy Bottom is a pretty big time race, you get the sense that to Owens, it's just one more off the list. There are lots more races to come.
Really, just being out on a bike is so much fun. It's one of those things that you just look back after a day of riding and you just appreciate what you did.
And a quick note for any gearheads, Owens rides a Trek Remedy full suspension 29er, and it does have his full endorsement. In Kenai, I'm Shaylin Cochran.